This is the Chris Abraham Show.
Hey there, it's season 5, episode 40, I think. And if it's not, then I'm going to make it episode 40 because I have the power of control over time and space with regards to my podcast. Yesterday was a bust, but I did spend hours with a beautiful South Sudanese former barista, currently restaurant manager at Fresh Harvest or whatever that restaurant is. Looks like it's going to rain today, but yesterday, even the library, which is supposed to close at 8 o'clock, even that son of a bitch closed at 4 or before 4 because, there was like threat of crazy tropical storms and not tropical storms, crazy thunderstorms and the end is nigh kind of tornadoes and everything. Like literally the library, which prides itself on staying open during heat warnings and stuff, just so that it can take care of, hot people. Even they completely wimped out and closed early and put up signs. And I went home and did I do anything? I ate some chicken and then I got onto the ERG. That's right. I had committed both here and on FunSlow and on ChrisAbraham.com. I committed to getting back on the rowing machine and doing the Dog Days of Summer Challenge. And what that requires is it's a 4-week challenge that results in 100,000 meters rowed. The first week is 10,000 meters. The second week is 20,000 meters. The third week is 30,000 meters. And the final week is 40,000 meters. So yesterday was the end of the first week. So I'm like, damn, I've got 7,000 meters left. And I just wasn't into it. So I did it, though. Got it done. Did like 10,124 meters in the week, which usually I do in a day. But this day, the last week, has been kind of hibbidgy-gibbidgy-bidgy. So I finished it. Now, I am going to make sure that I spend at least half an hour or an hour every evening slow rowing so that I can easily knock the 20,000 meters out of the way and then the 30 and then the 40. And hopefully it'll again turn into a 10,000 meters a day habit, which I had promised myself. But as I told you before, I'm in a constant, active, hot, kinetic war between, I don't even know what my ego does. My ego is busy trying to be egoless. But my id and my superego are in a constant hot war with each other. And usually I make promises, not 6 weeks, but sometimes 6 months earlier than I start following through with them. So the ERG has just been sitting there. I even bought an entire superstructure for the ERG so that I could affix my mini iPad onto the stand so that I could have an even bigger display. But none of that has happened, and the apartment is a mess. The apartment is catastrophic, Everything is grotesque, but all that has driven me to being outside all the time, in active denial of the catastrophe. So I am really excited about becoming full body strong again. I feel like the kind of exercise that the ERG gives you is completely and utterly different than the kind of exercise that walking and rucking does. I'm not stopping walking. I walk everywhere I go. Like I said, I did take the 30-pound plate out of my bag. So it's really nice. It's really comfortable. I had intended yesterday between or after leaving the library, I had expected and wanted to go to Walter Reed Park to start my suspension training workout and all that. But, and I could have done, right? Like, instead of just leaving the library and coming home, I could have left the library and gone to Starbucks and stayed there till 8:30. But I fell for the grand conspiracy that the world was going to end under the hail of hail and under the God's thunderstorms and all that kind of stuff. And the last thing I wanted to do was be stuck in Starbucks during an extreme long, like, radio-worthy kind of hellfire that was going to be promised. So I went home. I noodled around the TV a little bit. I ate chicken, and I erged. And I saw some really, like, the latest season of, like, Mandalorian suck. All those doofuses at the Mandalorian camp and all the doofus time with Gorgu, the baby Yoda. And it's slow and bad pacing. And also that, like, Invasion series sucks. And Obi-Wan sucks. And Andor sucks. And, they all suck. So this morning I got to watch the latest episode, the semifinal of Detective Bake Off or Project Investigative Baking. I don't know what it's called, but it's really good. It's on Hulu. And now I'm picking up breakfast from Bob and Edith Steiner. And I'm going to make it one meal a day because this is definitely not strict carnivore. So I'm going to hit pause and I will be back once I retrieve the food. All right, so got the food. Now I'm crossing the street over to the Starbucks side of the road. Thank goddess that Adobe invented AI audio fixing, because honestly, after I run it through that and then run it through normalize and compressor, using Audacity, it sounds like I'm recording in a frickin' studio, and it's incredible. So I'm not even ever worried about background noise anymore. The truth is though, as my twin sister Linda Goyne told me, that the louder the background noise gets, the louder I scream. And the louder I scream, the more frenetic I sound or frantic or mad I sound when everything is normalized. That's because I'm screaming over street construction and everything. So it basically puts me into, like, a Alex Jones frame of voice. So listen, there's like a diesel truck gunning its engine.
Yeah, I wouldn't be I don't even know. It's really loud. I don't even know if you guys can hear that after the magic of Adobe AI. It's completely cacophonous, man. I would never want to live on this road because I love always having windows open. And to be honest, now that I've been recording, like when I'm not recording these things, my body naturally filters out background noise, so I don't even know how loud it is, you know, normally. But when I'm sensitive recording, I hear every diesel truck. So, good Lord, these beautiful executive apartments like Penrose Square and so forth seem like they're awesome. But could you imagine with the V8 kids and with the ricers and the motorcyclists and the Harley guys and the No Pipes gang and the glass packs and all the diesel trucks and delivery trucks and construction? Could you imagine living in this building? Then I would never open the windows. It'd be impossible. It would create a kind, if you will, of a PTSD, right? It's completely maddening, and I wouldn't like that. Anyway, tonight I'm almost to where I'm going to eat. So tonight I am going to get as many comfortable and easy meters as I can into the pot so that when the next 7 days will have passed, I won't have to do a lot of last minute catch up. Although waiting to the last minute to do all the work and then staying up all night is how I defined my entire college career. And it was so stupid and so unnecessary. And little did I know that, like, with the ADHD plus the aphantasia plus the SDAM, completely undiagnosed ever, if I had known all that, well, nothing would be different. But I totally would take advantage of the unfair advantages that those things would have brought me, like more time taking the tests and all kinds of other relatively unfair benefits. On that note, I will close off Season 5, Episode 40. And I think I'm going to run it till 50, and then I'll move on to Season 6. I think that seasons are not based on years. They're based on, should it be 50 episodes or 100 episodes? To all the people who do not listen to me, please let me know. I will, if I remember, I will put a poll on the podcast. Take care. I love you, and I'll talk to you soon. Bon appetit.
Thank you for listening to The Chris Abraham Show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. Until next time. We'll be right back.